We're up to some Kuf Pei tests. I don't think we're going to talk much about that. There's a three-way machlokas Rishonim said in the Beis Yosef, how to understand why the fourth bracha of Shmoneh of Birkas Hamazon of Tov HaMeitiv isn't Chosein bebracha. The Magen Avraham has an interesting discussion of Lo Sechanim, which comes up in terms of if one is being Mevarech Birkas Hamazon beveis Nachri. But let's turn to Siman Kuf Tzadi. So in Siman Kuf Tzadi, we need a little background for Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and we'll see actually that the discussion that we're about to have, which emerges from the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, is one that's particularly relevant for Shavuos, as Rav Avadia Yosef points out in the Tshuva on this topic. So that's why I got everybody excited. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch writes that after you bench, so you make a baruch v'yagafen on the cup of wine if you're mevarech al hakos. And the question is why? After all, there was no hashadas when I was the mezamein, so I planned to drink this cup of wine as soon as I finished benching. I'm holding it the whole time. It's in my hands, right? There's no hashadas from shtiyah, and yet we paskin, they have to make the baruch v'yagafen anyway. So this is actually a debate in the Gemara Masechta on daf kuf gimel on the base. And it's also a debate in the Gemara in Chulin, as we'll see. The Gemara over there says, Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikulu bei Rava, Chazie de Baruch Bori Pri Agafen Akasa Kama, the Hadar Baruch Kasa de Birchasa, Vishti. I'm like, Lama Lach Kuli Hai, Habbarach Mar Chad. Is it no? Why do you need to make a Bori Pri Agafen on the Birka, on the Koshel Bracha after benching? You already made a Bori Pri Agafen earlier. So skipping a little in the Gemara, he said, I do like Talmidei de Rav. Why? Because Talmidei de Rav, once they said Havlam v'Nivrech, and then they changed their mind and they said Havlam v'Nishti, Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Rav, Kevan de'amrisu Havlam v'Nivrech, Itzira l'chul mishti, my time out daschisu dataychu. So if you say Havlam v'Nivrech, there's a hesachadas, and therefore you need to make a new bracha, and we're assuming then Huadin, or maybe even Kolshagain, the Bari Pri Agafen that you say after you finish benching. Not everybody agrees though. Ravashi Baruch HaKasa Kama, Vesulo Baruch. So he, when he would bench al hakos, he wouldn't make a Bari Pri Agafen afterwards. And the Gemara says that he brought a proof from Yaknahaz. We say Yayin, then we say Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and then we drink. So just like, let's say, the Havdalah isn't a hefsek between the Bari Pri Agafen and the drinking, so too, there should be no hefsek in terms of Bari Pri Agafen, in terms of Birkas Hamazon. So the Gemara says, Lohi, Hasam Akar Da'atei Mimishtiyah. In the case of Birkas Hamazon, you decided you're done drinking. Hachlo Akar Da'atei Mimishtiyah. Mashen Kein in Yaknahaz. Now, the problem is, the Gemara doesn't really explain why this should be. In other words, what Rav Ashi is saying makes a lot of sense. Since you're planning to drink after benching, there was really no hesachadas for drinking. So one way to understand this is that for some reason, Birkas Hamazon is an automatic hafsek. In other words, it automatically terminates your bracha rishona. And Tosfos says, well, that might be the reason why we make the Bari Pri Agafen after benching, not before. What do I mean to say? Every other time we have a kosher bracha, we always make the Bari Pri Agafen first, like Kiddush, Havdalah. First we make the Bari Pri Agafen, and then we make the other bracha. So really, if you're benching al hakos, what should you do? You should really make the Bari Pri Agafen and then the Birkas Hamazon and then drink. But because Birkas Hamazon is an automatic interrupter, so then you'd have to make another Bari Pri Agafen afterwards. It wouldn't be very worthwhile. So we do it afterwards. But still, Rav Ashi asked, why should that be? Why should Bari Pri, should Kiddush automatically end it? There is a parallel sugya in Chulin that seems to answer this question. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about kisui hadam and shechita. The Mishnah says that, let's say, it's a machlokas tanaim if you have to do this, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think it is, that if you shecht a bunch of chayos, then you should do kisui hadam, and then you could shecht your ofos and do kisui hadam. You shouldn't shecht the chayos and the ofos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then cover them all together. So the Gemara says, well, what about the bracha? Is it okay to go ahead and make the bracha on the shechitos achayos, then do the kisui hadam, and then continue to shech the ofos without a new bracha? And the Gemara says, yes, indeed. The Gemara says, but why is that different than Talmid de Rav? In other words, just like Birkas HaMazon is a hefseh, you have to make a new bracha, a new bar pirag often after Birkas HaMazon, so too, kisui hadam should be a hefseh. And the Gemara answers, hachiyashta, hasa mishta uvruchay badi adadiya, lo after. You can't bench and drink at the same time. So the reason why benching is a hefseh is because you can't drink while you bench. Here, in theory, person could theoretically shecht and do kisui hadam at the same time. So therefore, kisui hadam isn't a hefseh. Ad kan l'gemara. So it sounds like, what's the reason why Birkas HaMazon is a hefseh? It sounds like the reason is very simple. Because since you can't drink while you bench, so then Birkas HaMazon is automatically a hefseh. That's what Rabbeinu Yantif quoted by Tosfos in Hulin and elsewhere. Oh, based off of that, if a person, let's say, daven mincha in the middle of their meal, they're eating supper, 3 minutes till shkia, and they quickly daven mincha. They don't even know, we don't even bring in shinoi makom. They don't go to shul. They just daven right there. So Rabbeinu Yantif, you have to make a new bracha. He even thinks like the Rambam, you'd have to make a bracha chron and then a bracha rishon. We'll leave out the bracha chron apart. You'd have to make a new bracha because you davened. Why? Just like I can't bench and drink at the same time, so too I can't daven mincha and drink, can't drink in the middle of mincha. So memeila, mincha's a hefsek. That's the way Rabbeinu Yantif says. Tosfos rejects that. He says, one second, if you're right, then let's say in the middle of the meal, there's a birkas re'emim. You have some thunder. You can't drink during that bracha. Or let's even say you make hamotzi and then you make a bar piyagafen, and you should have to make another hamotzi again after you bar piyagafen because you can't eat during the bar piyagafen. So that's ridiculous. What Rabbeinu Yantif responds is an interesting question, but one way or the other, Rabbeinu Yantif's view is absolutely rejected. So what's the pshat actually? So Tosa says, Delo damiklal, mincha is not like the case of Birkas HaMazon. Mishem da'acha ha'venev echad igmar davar, bave hafseg. V'chein kisui, ilav da'ash abadi adani. That Birkas HaMazon, or even havlam v'nevech, is the end of the meal. And that's why Birkas HaMazon is a hafseg. The same thing would be true for kisui hadam. In other words, kisui hadam is sort of the end of the shechita process, except for the fact that you could continue doing shechita the ofos while you're doing kisui of the chayos. But otherwise, it would be a gmar davar, and it would be a hafseg. Whereas mincha is not a hefsek to the meal. It's not a gemar davar to the meal, I'm saying. There's nothing about davening mincha that indicates that the meal is done, and therefore mincha is not a hefsek. So what is exactly is Tosfos saying? Right? Rabbeinu Yantif is very simple. The rule is that anything that prevents you from eating is a hefsek on eating. But what is Tosfos hold? Tosfos hold is only tall in a gemar davar. So I had a hard time understanding this Tosfos until I saw the Beis Yosef in our Siman, who quotes the Rush and Tosfos. The way the Beis Yosef says it from the Rush, again, we're in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Tzadi, is the Bebirkas HaMazon Humode Meshabech Lebore Al Masha Achal Veshasa Uesa Chadas Behefsek Al Masha Asa, as opposed to, let's say, Mincha. What is he saying? I believe what he's saying is that the whole idea of a bracha achrona is that it's a achrona. After you finish your meal, after you're done, you thank Hashem for what you ate. If you made a bracha achrona in the middle of your meal, would it be bracha achrona? No. Bracha achrona means you're done. Implicit in the bracha and implicit in the mitzvah is that the meal has finished. If you haven't finished, it's not a bracha achrona. It's like the Rush says, it's Modo Mishabech Labori Al Masha Achal Veshasa. It's thanksgiving for what you have already eaten, as opposed to Mincha. Mincha has nothing to do with the meal that you ate. So therefore, since Birkas HaMazon is thanksgiving for what you ate, so therefore it automatically ends the meal. If it didn't end the meal, then it wouldn't be Brach Achroner if you hadn't ended the meal. And that's why, like he says, that's why you have to make the Bar Piragafen not before benching, but even after benching. Good. So that's very easy to understand, right? That's why we reject Rav Ashi. That's why we say Birkas HaMazon is already medically a hatzik. So all that was wonderful, fine, and dandy until I got to the Magen Avraham in our Siman. The Magen Avraham says something very interesting. Let me just plug in because I'm about to run out of batteries. Says the Magen Avraham, Simon Kuftzadi, Sif Katan Gimel. Here he's talking about the following situation. I go ahead and I benched al hakos, I made a barbecue guff and I drink some wine, and then I want to drink some more wine. So even though the Shulchan Aruch said after you drink your wine, you should make a main shalosh, but don't make your main shalosh. Alabasof, rather after the second cup. Venerali, let's say a person made a mistake. In other words, they were planning to drink a second cup of wine. They drank their wine after the benching. They made a main shalosh, like they always do, but they had intended to actually drink a second cup. You don't need to make a barbier gothin. Because the whole time he had intention to drink a second cup. In other words, he just did it because he always does it. Every time he benches, he makes a main shalosh after the wine. But since, in this case, he had intended all along to actually have another cup of wine, so the main shalosh is not a hefsek. Now, why did this Magen Avraham shake me up so tremendously? Because it's against what we just said. We just said that the reason why we reject Rav Ashi is because bracha achrona is an automatic hefsek. Like the Rashad and Tosa said, that's why we have to make the barbier gafen after benching, not before. Because benching, or any bracha achrona presumably, is an automatic termination. And that's why, even though Rav Ashi said you shouldn't make the barbier gafen after benching because you're holding the cup the whole time, you're planning to drink it, nevertheless, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you're planning to drink this cup after benching, because benching automatically ends the meal, because it's a bracha achrona. So over here, if you made a bracha achrona, how could you keep on drinking? Okay, it's true, it was a mistake, but what difference did that make? So you have to say that ta'ashani, and that's what the Eliyahu Rabba says, that you're right. Normally, of course, Birkas HaMazon, Bracha Achrona is the termination. But here it was a mistake. I had planned to keep on drinking. And I just made a Bracha Achrona by accident, maybe because I'm always used to doing it. And therefore, it's okay. So L'chora, what's the pshat? Because why is Birkas HaMazon an automatic hefsek, like we said? It's because you're mode, labore, and what you ate. That's because the idea of Birkas HaMazon is a bracha achrona be'etzem, right? After you're done. So if you're in the middle of the meal, it's not a bracha achrona. Now, in this case, since it was in the middle of the meal and I was planning to drink more, so then there's no hesach hadas. What do I mean to say? The reason why Birkas HaMazon is Hesach Hadas is because in order for it to actually be a Birkas HaMazon, then it has to be at the end of the meal, right? You can't say this is a Bracha Achrona in the middle of the meal, then it's not a Bracha Achrona. So, Mimela, whenever I bench, I'm saying I'm done, no more. So, of course, if you want more afterwards, you need to make a new Bracha. But in this case, he actually wasn't done. Why did he make the bracha achrona? By habit. In other words, again, I keep on saying in other words, but in other words, what's the pshat? The pshat is, we're not, the Magen Avraham is saying, it's not that automatically and intrinsically and inherently Birkas HaMazon is a hefsek. No, Birkas HaMazon is not an automatic hefsek. Birkas HaMazon is a hefsek because you're Mesiach Das. Why are you Mesiach Das? Because you can't bench until you're done. But here, where really I wasn't done. I knew all along I was going to drink another cup. I just benched by accident because that's my habit. So then you weren't Mesiach Das. And if you're not Mesiach Das, then you could keep on drinking without a bracha.
A question?
Yes.
According to the Shita, so you're saying the bracha achrona was betos and doesn't count?
No. I think it counts on what I drank. In other words, if I changed my mind and decided, actually, I don't want a second cup, I don't have to make another bracha.
Well, that was my two questions. I would, according to, if you take this very seriously, the only reason you could have a heter reading because since you didn't intend to
I didn't intend to finish my meal. Now that was an accident. You can't intentionally exclude something from your bracha achrona. That's what the Magen Avraham would concede that point. But you could accidentally exclude something from your bracha achrona. So the fact that it was a toast doesn't make it not a good benching.
I would think that
So no, the answer is that it is a valid bracha achrona on what you already drank, but it's not a heslach hadas on your broi pri agafen that you had before. In other words, usually berkas hamazon is a heslach hadas because it has to be made at the end of the meal, but in the event that you accidentally benched prematurely, but you weren't mesiach das, so then it's not a hesach hadas in the mail. You could keep on drinking without a bracha. Yes?
Two things. Would that mean to say that everyone agrees that without being as an intrinsic...
Could you repeat the question? I can't hear.
Das? And even the Beis Yosef would agree to this cheshbon? Well, we're saying this is a cheshbon of the Magen Avraham.
This is... the Magen Avraham does not think he's arguing with the Beis Yosef. So... yes, that is the way the Magen Avraham reads the Beis Yosef. Maybe you could disagree, but the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is that even the Beis Yosef doesn't think Birkas HaMazon is an intrinsic hafzik. And the truth is that he's probably coming from the Lashon L'Gemara and Pesachim, which, as we said, indicates that it's ultimately because of Hesach Hadas. So if it's because of Hesach Hadas, so Memel, if you're Lohi Siach Das, then it's not going to be a hafzik. That's the view of the Magen Avraham.
And then Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Oh, we're going to get to that. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that from the name of Kiryas Melech, it's quoted in the Bir Halacha as well. The Davka Kishita Bedin, the Chashat Sachal Varach Brach Achrona, the Afal Pi Sheritza Melishtos Od, Aval Meshach Shiesh Lo Lecho Od. Now, I don't think that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is fundamentally disagreeing with the analysis we just said. He said that if you think, the Magen Avraham is talking about a case where you think that you have to make a bracha achrona right away from your upon your thing. But let's say you forgot you had food, right? I forgot I had another second cup of wine. Then, of course, it is hesach hadas. And you would need to make a new bracha. I would think that Rabbi Akiva Eiger would also agree in the event that I said, which is similar to the toast bedin, where you sort of accidentally or out of habit made the bracha achrona, but had intention to drink the whole time. The point that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying is that if when you made the bracha achrona, you thought you were done, why? Because you had forgotten that you had a second cup of wine, then of course, Birkas HaMazon or the main shalosh would be a bracha achrona. So this never works intentionally. That's the point of Rabbi Akiva Eiger slash, I think, the Bir Halacha and the Magen Avraham. Good. Now the
Just to clarify, meaning the case where he thought he has to say bracha achrona.
Yes.
In a halachic sense.
Yes.
So he thinks, after every drink you have to say a bracha.
Right, but he's planning to drink more. So then Lamaisa, the bracha achrona was not a hesach hadas from Shtiyah. Because he was planning to drink more. He didn't think he was done. He just erroneously thought that in the middle of his drinking, you should make a bracha achrona.
But when one habitually says a bracha achrona just because he's used to rattling off when he finishes,
yes,
that's more of a hesach hadas?
No, that's equally not a hesach hadas. And you would not need to make a new bracha rishona.
So which case is Rabbi Akiva Eiger saying is a hesach hadas?
Where you forgot that you had a second cup, so you made a main shalosh, and then you remembered you had a second cup, then it's a hesach hadas. That's what he says, right? Look at his example. You forgot that you had another cup to drink. In that case, why? Because in that case, when you made your bracha achrona, at the moment of the bracha achrona, you actually thought you were done. So you may see achdas. Now, the Bir Halacha points out that not everybody agrees with this Magen Avraham. The Eliyahu Rabbah is uncertain. Bigdei Yesha, Mama Mordechai disagree. They hold that Me'ein Shalosh, or Bracha Achrona, is an automatic hafzik, no matter what, even without Hesach Hadas. This is also the view of the Nar Shalom. And Lamaisa, he leaves off with the Tzarchia. So here we have a very interesting debate, just to summarize. So we have a debate between Rav Ashi and Talmidei de Rav. According to Rav Ashi, Birkas HaMazon is not a hafsek, where you're planning to drink more after Birkas HaMazon. According to Talmidei de Rav, it is. Now the question is, what's the logic of Talmidei de Rav? So the answer seems to be, based off of the Rush and Tosfos, that that's because Birkas HaMazon is gratitude for what you already ate, so it means you're done. So then we said, L'chora, it should be an automatic hafsek. But we see Rabbi Kiva Eger, sorry, Magen Avraham says, it's not an automatic hafsek. So we said, how does it extend with a rush? And our answer is, it's not that Birkas HaMazon is an automatic hafsek according to Magen Avraham. Rather, according to the rush, rather, it usually will be, because the whole idea is that you make the bracha chona when you're done. But if for some reason, by accident, you made the bracha chona in the middle of the meal, then you may keep on eating without it. However, other achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They understand the rush as saying it's an automatic hafsek. So far, we have, if you wish, two views. Number one, the achronim who disagree with the Magen Avraham, like the Nar Shalom, the Big Day Yasha, Mamar Mordechai, they hold that bracha achron is an automatic hafsek no matter what. We have the Magen Avraham who says, as understood by Rabbi Kida Eger, we'll call that Rabbi Kida Eger's understanding of the Magen Avraham, that any time you thought your meal is over, then yes, then Birkas HaMazon is an automatic hafsek. But if you didn't, if you accidentally, if you were a Toa and you didn't realize you made a bracha before you were done your meal, then it wouldn't be. There's a third school of thought, which I saw in this tshuva from Rav Avadia Yosef. He actually has it several places. One tshuva is in Chelak Vav Simen Yud Aleph of Yechaved Das. And he quotes a group of achronim, most of whom I've never heard of, but a group of achronim who understand this Magen Avraham in a very different way, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. They understand that the Magen Avraham is basically saying that anytime you're not Mesiach Das from Shtia, then the Bracha Chrona is not a hafsek. And the Lamaisa case that he's talking about is a Shavuos Dikashayla. This is relevant for us more than on Shavuos, but he's saying, what happens on Shavuos? You drink, and then they bring another drink an hour later, and then they bring another drink an hour later. So my father-in-law davens at Rabbi Reisman's shul. So Rabbi Reisman gives shir all night, like many rabbanim. But he doesn't want any of his balabatim to, like, he doesn't want to have a break between shirim or something like that, because then they'll talk, right? Shouldn't be talking. He couldn't be schmoozing on Shavuos. So he goes straight the whole time. He does his day starts, whatever it is, let's say 11:45, and he finishes by Shacharis. Doesn't stop. So then the problem is, but the Balabatim need refreshments. So they have waiters that bring up refreshments during the shir. You're not allowed to get up, though. They'll bring you the coffee. They'll bring you they bring you the cookies, but no stopping. He actually told me, so what is he supposed to do? So he makes sure not to drink that night other than Kiddush, so he won't have to stop either. He doesn't have refreshments, but he doesn't want to stop to go to the bathroom, so he has to go straight. And each year he does a different parak of Rus. The whole night, one parak, 5 hours straight. And then the next year he picks up from the next parak. So this is what Rabbi Avadia is talking about. So he says, you drink. So you're going to drink, let's say, some more an hour later, right? You're not done, but you're afraid to be mafsid your bracha achrona. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out here, that the shir equal for bracha achrona is shorter. It's hard to know exactly. So I don't want to wait to make a bracha achrona at the end of the night, because then I will have missed out my bracha achrona for my first drinking, for my first snack. So I want to make a bracha achrona But really, am I finished eating or drinking? No, because I'm going to have more in an hour, half hour. So basically, what do I want to do? I want to make a bracha achrona in the middle of my meal. Why do I want to make a bracha achrona in the middle of my meal? Because I'm afraid that if I don't, I'll lose my bracha achrona. So basically, the question is, could you make a bracha achrona without hesach hadas? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, well, yeah, you can if you follow Rav Ashi. But we don't baskin like Rav Ashi. We all, that bracha achrona is an automatic hafsek. Certainly if you reject the Magen Avraham. But even if you accept the Magen Avraham, that's only by accident. That's only ta'ah, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. But Rav Avadia says, no. Many achronim learn from this Magen Avraham. Not that way. That you could actually go ahead and make a bracha achrona and keep on eating. Who are they? I'll tell you some of them. Me'ore or. Nirashi yivarech bracha achrona al achilaso ata. V'achar kach ein tzarech levarech lefnei hapero shiyochal. Kevan chayadaita lechol od mehem. V'rakim yochal od kishir yivarech bracha achrona. And okay, then he says the source for this is our Magen Avraham. And then he says, even though the Maamar Mordechai disagrees, but many people hold like this understanding of the Magen Avraham, like the Sheilos U'Tshuvos Tei Haaretz and Sheilos U'Tshuvos Kiryas Melech Rav and Sefer Ikarei Hadat and Sheilos U'Tshuvos Zelchar Liyitzchak and Sheilos U'Tshuvos Ma'at Mayim, Sheilos U'Tshuvos Kiryas Chana David, and more and more and more and more. Okay, unbelievable. So the question is, and to be honest, I didn't look these up. I wouldn't even know where. But anyway, the question is, what's the logic, right? Isn't this against, again, this is Rav Ashi, but this is not normative Judaism, right? We don't pass on like Rav Ashi. We pass on like Talmidei Rav. So the answer is that no. Really, these achronim are learning that, generally speaking, Berkas HaMazon is Hesach Hadas, because, like we said, it's Gemara Suda. The whole idea of Berkas HaMazon is when you're done. Achaltav Zavata Berachta. And to go ahead and to make Berkas HaMazon in the middle of the meal is totally inappropriate and could lead to a Brach Shein Shricha, right? Because you're going to have to bench again after the second eating. But that's the typical case. If there's some reason why you do want to make a bracha achrona in the middle of your meal, right? Like in this case, where you're afraid of losing your bracha achrona because the shir equal might pass. So then that's okay. That's your choice. Just like the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham gives an illustration of this when it was betos. But you could also have a situation where it's intentional. Again, of course we don't accept Rav Ashi. And when you bench al kos, you have to make a Rav Yudavon when you're done. Why? Because you're done your meal. So when Birkas HaMazon is upon a completed meal, so then it's a hafsek, and you need to make a new Rav Yudavon. But if for some reason a person decides to make a bracha achrona in the middle of their meal, like in this case, and here there's a good cheshbon why they would want to do that, so then it's not a hafsek, and they could keep on eating after their bracha achrona. That's what these achronim say. Now, it's a tremendous chiddush, right? So basically, we have three schools of thought in the achronim on this question. The Nahar Shalom, Maamar Mordechai say, Birkas HaMazon is an automatic hefsek and hesach hadas. Once you pass them like Talmidei Rav, there's nothing you could do. We have the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's understanding of the Magen Avraham, that by accident, it's not, but not intentionally. And then we have the these achronim quoted by Rav Avadia, who say no. Typically, Birkas HaMazon is a hafsek because typically you make Birkas HaMazon at the end of the meal. But if for whatever reason you don't, so then it's not. Because ultimately, Rav Avadia is saying it comes down to hesach hadas. And that's what the Gemara says, hesach hadas. So it's an amazing thing. Fine. Now, what's the din if someone was mechaven in their bracha achrona to pater one thing, but not another thing. So did they pater everything? We talked about this question earlier in the year. We talked about the following typical shaila. Person goes ahead and they have for breakfast a banana and some water. And they're planning to continue to drink water throughout the morning. So they want to make a bright nefashos on the banana, but not on the water. Is that okay? They don't want to wait till after morning Seder to make their bright nefashos, because then it'll be too late for the banana. This is essentially the same question that we've had. Can you exclude something? So it would seem that if you learn like Rav Avadia, you could. If you learn like Rabbi Veiger, and certainly if you learn like the Nahar Shalom, you couldn't. That's why we said that you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. But it could be that those who follow Piskei Rav Avadia would be okay with doing this. Now, there's another angle that you could argue that this would be effective, which is, we were looking at it as basically whether there's, it's Talin Heschadas, and whether there's Heschadas or not. There's another tshuva that we quoted earlier, actually, Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Beis, Sin and Lamed Beis, who clares about this question. Rav Veiger says you can't do it. He quotes Rav Veiger, and not Rav Veiger, Rav Pima Gadim. But then he says maybe it depends on whether mitzvah Tzvichos Kavana or Einan Tzvichos Kavana. And if you hold Tzvichos Kavana, then you could exclude something. That's sort of another way of looking at it. It's not exactly the way Rav Avadia is looking at it, though it's similar. It's saying that maybe you can, Birkas HaMazon is an automatic hafsik, except it's only mafsik that which you want it to be chal upon. So if you don't want your bracha chlona to be chal on one of your foods, so then you could exclude it. Which is, again, another way of arriving at a similar type of conclusion, but a different cheshbo. Because the point that Rav Avadia was saying is, it's not that it's chal on one thing and not on anything. It's chal on everything I ate, but if there's no hesach hadas because I'm planning to drink more or eat more. The Rav Pa'alim is saying a different cheshbo. He's saying maybe if you hold mitzvah shichos kavana, you could allow it to be chal on something and not others. And he even quotes Sefer Habatim, quoting from the Ravid, Misha achol shnei minim, shebir chasam shave, kigon solas umaisa kedeira, opasa babakistin, ovirech alachad main shalosh, velo niskavein ala osa machal bavad, eno poter amino acher, tzachlash ulvarech ala min hasheni main shalosh. So there might be some evidence, even from the Rishonim, that you could exclude something from the bracha achrona against the Pri Megadim. So here are two interesting examples of this discussion. Okay. Lemaisa, I think, again, I don't know for Sfardim, because yeah, you have to look at those shuvos. Rav Avadia, in that shuva that I saw, he doesn't explicitly accept those views, though he seems to be pretty into them. So I'm not sure. But for Ashkenazim, though this is a fascinating debate, I think it's a safek, even Magen Avraham is a safek, and therefore l'chatchila, at the very least, one should not do this. Okay.
Question?
Okay, that's so that's like the El Yerabba in the way. Yeah. Okay. What? There's a machlo among Ashkenazim, there's two ways to, there's those who accept the Magen Avraham but limit it, like the Rabbi Veiger, and those who totally reject the Magen Avraham, like the Nahar Shalom and the like. The Mishnah Berurah leaves off with a Safek. So Safek Brachos Hakel. That is, you wouldn't, if you did this betos, you would not be able to make a new bracha. And the whole Shaila for Ashkenazim is not one of Lechatchila. It's only sort of a Tau Shaila, right? But for Sfardim, it's even a Lechatchila Shaila. Now, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Just 1 second.
The coffee and the banana case.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, I mean, you finish the banana and you're still sipping your coffee. So if you say Bracha Achrona now, does So then it covers some of the coffee you already drank and the banana.
Yeah, so again, there's two ways to argue for the possibility of continuing to drink coffee without making a new shakal. One way is the way the Rav Pa'alim says it, which is that you're excluding your bracha achrona from the coffee. It's only chal and the banana, right? And the Havana there is, and this is maybe the machshmos of the Ravid, is that you can, that yes, benching is an automatic hafsek, but you could limit the scope of your bracha achrona based off of something like mitzvah shrichus chamala. Rav Avadia's achronim have a different angle. They say, no, the bracha achrona is chal on everything, but since you're not mesiach das from drinking the coffee, maybe you could continue drinking the coffee without a bracha rishana. So you understand, it's two ways to arrive at the same practical conclusion.
Well, either way for an Ashkenazi ends up being a safek, so in which case you shouldn't start sipping the coffee until you finish the banana and say bracha achrona.
Correct. According to Ashkenazim, the proper thing to do is finish your banana, make a bracha achrona on your banana and your coffee, and then when you're thirsty again for more coffee, so then make a new bracha. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, until this point, we've seen two Mahalchim and a Rishonim, how to understand Talmidei Derav. Just to review, we saw Rabbeinu Yontif, who say that Berakas HaMazon is a hefsek because you can't bench and drink at the same time. And if that's true, so hu adin then mincha. And we saw the Tosfos and the Rosh, who say it's Davka Berakas HaMazon is a hefsek because it's Gemara Suda. But mincha, which is a Gemara Suda, wouldn't be a hefsek. There's a third view. It's quoted in the Milchamos and Rabbeinu David on Kuftes and the base. I'll just read you the line, the Lashon from Rabbeinu David. Ela lo amarnu, ela bebracha, she kavu alav chova betocha suda, kigon berkas hamazon. So when is saying something a hafzik, when you must say this thing during the meal? Like, for example, benching. But he has, as opposed to mincha, I don't have to bench now. I don't have to have mincha now. I could have mincha earlier, I could have mincha later. And then he adds, though, some other examples. The halal, u bracho shebein kos, the kos shel arba kosos. In other words, there's, as you know, a big question as to whether you should make a bar piragafen on cups 2 and 4 at the Seder. Clearly, you need to make one and three. I guess even three, if you hold like a Rashi, you wouldn't need to make, but we reject Rav Ashi. So since we're passing like Talmidei Derav, you definitely have to make on 1 and 3, but what about 2 and 4? You have to make on 2 and 4. So the Ramban says, I'll tell you why you have to make 2 and 4. Because let's say you have to make the bracha on 4 because halal is a hafsek, just like Birkas HaMazon is a hafsek, so too halal is a hafsek. I will then say like Rabbeinu Yontif, mincha should also be hafsik. It halal is a hafsik. Why is it? No. Because halal is something you have to do now. Part of the Seder is to say halal. So it's a hafsik. Mincha is not something you have to daven now. Mincha, I could daven earlier, I could daven later. It's not a chova that's kvua alav betocha suda. It's only a chova that's kvua alav betocha suda that is a hafsik. That's the view of Ramban, Rabbeinu David, and others. So how do we paskin? So if we look back at the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Ayin Chesed Bav, it says Mishin Iskar B'Sol Chasuda Shalos Balo the Amad V'Spalo Afilu Im Ein Shahus Ligmor Sudasa L'Spalo Shechayev L'Hafzik V'Ef Shalol Lechol Achis Palo Im Kol Zeh Lo Ave Hafzik. So clearly he's rejecting Rabbeinu Yontif. He's saying mincha is in the hafsek. Now, why did he add that line that even if you must daven mincha now because there's not enough time to daven mincha later? What was the reason for that line? If you learn like Tosfos and Rashi, is there a reason for that line? No, right? Because it doesn't matter. Mincha is never a hafsek because it's not a Gemara Suda. He needs to add that line for Ramban. Because if you would have held like the Ramban, there's a tzad to say that mincha that you don't have to daven now, that's not a chova kvua lav, it's not a hefsek. But mincha, if it is a chova kvua lav, because it's 3 minutes till shkia, so then it would be a hefsek. Kamash malan, no. Even that mincha is a hefsek. Now that could be because he's passing like Tosfos against the Ramban, or it could be like Rabbi Nadav says, the Ramban would agree in that case. Why? Because it's not a chova hakfu alav betol chasuda. It just happens to be that way because I didn't daven mincha until now. And therefore it is. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin from here? Not clear. Does he paskin like Tosfos? Does he paskin like the Ramban? So, well, then we should say, we can bring a proof from the fact that we make a bracha on cups 2 and 4. That makes sense if you learn like Ramban. Doesn't make sense if you learn like Tosfos. But maybe you'll say that's not a raya, because they could give you another explanation of why you make a bracha by Pri Gafen on cups 2 and 4. What would that be? I'll tell you, because the Bar Pri Gafen isn't a regular Bar Pri Gafen over there because there's no hefsek. Rather, it's because you're saying halal al hakos. That's the Bar Pri Gafen. So since they were mesaken halal al hakos, so memel, you need to make a Bar Pri Gafen, right? But that's not so pashuk. Do we accept that view? What's the halacha? Let's say I was drinking wine before Kiddush. Let's say Friday afternoon, I drank some wine. This happened for a lot of people in Purim, people that were Paris Mapo Makadish this past year. So they were in the middle of their drinking fest. And now, it's time, Shkia. So they're Paris Mapa Umakadesh. So what did they say in their Kiddush? Anyone had such a Suda?
Not
later. 10 o'clock Maariv. So the answer is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that in that case, when you make Kiddush, you don't make a Bar Pri Gafen. Seven Reish Ayin Dalet, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet. You make Kiddush, you say by Chulu, you say the Kiddush, but you leave out Bar Pri Gafen because you don't even make a Bar Pri Gafen. In other words, we don't say that Bar Pri Gafen is inherently part of Kiddush, such that if I'm not chayav to make a bracha Bar Pri Gafen, I don't have to make. I make it anyway as part of Kiddush. So you can't say that's the reason why we make the bracha on halal. So it must be that if you know, Sfarim don't make the bracha on cups 2 and 4, but Ashkenazim who do, it sounds like it's because they're accepting the Ramban. If so, so that's interesting. So maybe we do accept the view of the Ramban. So anyway, this is a very interesting and important sugya. We'll probably get back to it at some point. Another interesting common application of this shtickel taira from the Magen Avraham and the Rebbe Kiveger, Rebbe Vadia, is the following interesting shaila. Ma'isim b'chol yom. Let's say you find some food between your teeth. I don't know. I always find food between my teeth. Maybe it's because I should have gotten braces. I never got braces, but maybe, so I don't know. But like, this is always happening to me. Every time I floss at night, I'm always like, you know, there's something new to be discovered. So at least I floss. Well, maybe that's why I need to floss. If I didn't floss, then like really it would be bad shape. So you let's swallow it without a bracha. I've already made my bracha achrona. So let's think about it. If you hold like the achronim who disagree with the Magen Avraham, you hold like Aaron's Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So what's the halacha? What would you say? You have to make a bracha, right? Because your bracha achrona is an automatic hafsek. Can't exclude anything. Unless you're going to say something fancy like the bracha is chal on the chatza, and therefore you could have more, but that's a very big chiddush. We did see some rishonim that talk about a bracha being chal on chatza, but l'chora it doesn't help once you made a bracha achrona, right? If I picked up two pretzels and made a mezonos and ate one of them, put the other one down, made a bracha achrona, I wouldn't be able to have a second one. Okay. So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, yesh lachkor, maybe you could say it's like ta. If you hold like the achrona that Rav Avadia quotes, then maybe it's easier to say you could swallow the food without a bracha. Why? Because I excluded word like that Rav Pa'olim, I excluded this thing from my bracha achrona, right? Especially since I know that I always leave over some food in my mouth. So that's excluded from my bracha achrona. So I saw there's a tshuvas or letzion about this. He says, it's mutar levol am af lachar bracha achrona. What's the logic? This is, by the way, chelik beis, perek mem vav. Simen memches. Why? He says, Chashiv Kita'a Uvirech Lefnegmar Achila, She'enu Tzarech Lavarech Batchila, Kabosh Kasa Magan Avram, Ar Magan Avram. So he says, based on Ar Magan Avram, it should be Mutter. This is also Ta'a. It's not so obvious that this is Ta'a, but that's what he's saying. V'av she'yesh achronim she'chalku alav. I, what about the achronim who reject the Magen Avraham? Yeah, b'kol makom safek brachos lahakel below yivarech. He could argue that if it's based on brachos lahakel, it'd be better to spit out that thing. But if you don't, if you couldn't spit it out, it's not always so convenient. So then you could swallow it without. Now, what would Rikiv Eger say? Not clear. Not clear. Maybe Rav Yeager would not like this. But according to Rav Avadi's Achronim, certainly it makes a lot of sense. And that's certainly the Minhag Olam, right? I think the Minhag Olam is definitely not to make a bracha on it. So I saw Rav Nissen Kurelitz gives that svar that you said. He said, you could swallow it without making a bracha. Ein chashiva sachila. I don't know. It's not so pashut. It's a ma'isi make a bracha mishan on a kol shu. Asal hanis menon l'dai b'la bracha. You don't get enough. So what you're saying is, I had that svar. You're saying that this is like that Rabbeinu Chananel. Remember, what did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Somebody goes ahead and they drink without, they put liquid into their mouth without a bracha. Now, the shaila is, are they allowed to swallow it? So he says, yeah, you're allowed to swallow it because it's like nifsad me'achila once it's in your mouth. So therefore, it's not b'chalal li'islam z'mal mazad alam bracha. That's what you're saying. So that's fine theory, but it's not so pashut because remember, Rach says if you have other drinks, you do have to spit it out. It's only when you have nothing else. So, but maybe here you don't really, it's like you have nothing else. So you could make that argument, but that's also a chiddush. But I don't know, it's not a... Not a bad chiddush, but it's not pashut either. Okay. Now, on this topic, the Mishnah Berurah says something very important. Earlier, a couple of days ago, we spent a whole shiur talking about what is the shiur eco for food. We talked about suda gdola, suda ketana, what about 72 minutes? Mishnah Berurah over here writes, Sivkam Chassis, quoting the Magen Avraham, that remember, the Magen Avraham said, let's say you make the Bari Priya Gafen after your bench, you have a drink of wine, you're planning to have a second drink of wine, you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. But he says, Davka k'shedai to lishtos miyad. You're planning to have your second cup of wine right after the first cup of wine. Dilav hachi, yeshlach l'shema yisakel. We should be concerned that they'll be equal on the first cup of wine. Dikol shal shtia, inana shir gadol kol kach. It's not such a big shir. So what is this shir? And this is a little strange because we saw by Achila Mu'et, Eslamais, the Mishnah Berurah, Nicaret didn't say you could be Samech on 72 minutes. So if you have 72 minutes for a small snack, then why should it be so fast for a little drink? I assume maybe he thinks because drinks are Nivla Beguf much quicker. We talked about last time is equal referring to Nivla Beguf. That was the Chazon Ish's Raya from the Mun. So maybe, and this is true, that liquids are absorbed into the bloodstream much quicker. Lamashal, someone who has diabetes, if you drink grape juice, your blood sugar will spike almost instantaneously, within very, very quickly after drinking grape juice. Now, it's not so pashut that that's going to be a great raya, because if you have some candy, it won't take 72 minutes. So I'm not sure if that's the best raya, but maybe that's the idea. So is there a shear? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you what the shear is. He just says it's quicker. If you look at Dirshu Note 8, he quotes some people like Rav Chaim C. Scheinberg. Chaim Pichel Scheinberg says a half hour. Not clear where that comes from. Samuch. Others say maybe an hour. It's very unclear. And therefore, Lamaisa, because it's so unclear, a person should really try to make a racha achron on shtia when they're done. And don't wait around longer than necessary because you could lose out. And in, even if you're going to drink more, but if your time for the second drink will be after the Shir Iko for Shtia, then you will have lost out on this Bracha Achrona and the first Shtia. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But he tells you then to look at the Bir Halacha. What does he say in the Bir Halacha? Bir Halacha is actually Misopik if this is true. Indeed, the Magen Avraham says that you should make sure to drink, make the Bracha Achrona quickly, because you might lose out on the Shir Iko. But he says, maybe that's only the Magen Avraham L'shitaso, because remember, the Magen Avraham held that Shir Iko doesn't just create the inability to make a Bracha Achrona, but it also obligates a new Bracha Rishona. So that's why the Magen Avraham says, if you don't drink quickly, the Shir Iko might pass, then you'll need to make a new Bracha Achrona, Bracha Rishona as well. But Ledidan, as we said, we reject that Magen Avraham. So therefore, maybe it should be no problem. Or no, maybe if the Shir Iko's passed, you lost your Bracha Achrona. That's a suffix. So I don't understand what a suffix is. I understand the first side of the side of the suffix that Lamaisa, you've lost your Bracha Achrona, right? Again, what's the situation? I go ahead and I drink a whole cup of water, 8 ounces, and I plan to drink some more water in an hour or so. So now, assuming that an hour is the Shir Iko for water, so even though when I go ahead and I drink my second cup of water, I don't need a Bracha Rishona, but I will have lost out on my Bracha Achrona, right? Because it's been an hour. That's one side of the Mishnah, of the Bir Halacha. But the other side is that's not true. The other side is I haven't lost out. So what's the other side? I don't understand. Of course, if the Shir Iko has passed, of course you've lost out. What's a suffix? So you can really understand the suffix in two ways. And this goes back to a point we made when we did Kuf Pei Daled. One side is it's because it's a Metzias Dikazach. For some reason, there's no equal until you're done. So as long as you're planning to drink some more, equal doesn't start. It's a possibility, though it's a bit of a chiddush, right? We saw that was a debate. This question was a debate between the Prima Gadim and the Shatzim. Another possibility I want to suggest is as follows. The pshat is that when are you chayiv in Bracha Achrona? When you're done. I'm not chayiv in Bracha Achrona in the middle of my meal. Even if I reach a state of sviya, but I'm planning to have more. It's not like the pshat that I'm mevatel berkas, right? Let's say I'm full, okay? But I'm a little bit of a pig also, so I'm planning to, even though I'm full, I'm going to eat dessert, okay? Maybe that's not the good midos, but okay, that's a chisaron in me. So we're going to say that as soon as I'm full, I'm automatically chayv berkas hamazon? No. When you chayv berkas hamazon, when you decide you're finished. This isn't obvious, this is a chiddush. This is what I'm saying, is the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. When are you chayv berkas hamazon? When you decide that you're done. So when I decide I'm done, that's when I'll chayv berkas hamazon. So if I'm not done yet, because I'm planning to drink more, I'm not yet chayv berkas hamazon. So then Shir Iko is irrelevant. When is Shir Iko relevant? Shir Iko is relevant that after you decide you're done, you must make your Bracha Achrona within Shir Iko. But if you haven't decided you're done, then the clock, as it were, doesn't start ticking. That's what I thought, maybe. Okay, the Magen Avraham, we're basically out of time. I'll just make one last point. Sif Katan Dalid brings up an interesting theory. The Shulchan Aruch over here says that it's a suffix, what the Shir for Bracha Achrona is it a Kazai, is it a Zervias? Just because of the suffix, we can't make a Bracha Achrona until you drink a Revius. So then he says, Yeshirotzen Lomar, that on Schnapps, Mevarach Mepachos Mekazayas. Why? To be Porta Miyas Vadaite. Right? 1 ounce of Schnapps is equivalent to 4 ounces of wine. So Mimela, you could make a Bracha Achrona on an ounce of Schnapps. So the Magen Avraham says, this is wrong. De Ba'inan Kashir. Look at the Rishonim, the Achronim. Nobody ever said that. Well, each food, it's going to be its own thing. Sometimes it's a gzayis, sometimes it's a half gzayis. We have very rich foods. We have other strong drinks. Nobody ever said it's a different shear. I think you could have also asked on this kasha that the logic here is because it's miyas v'daita. What? But that's not the shir for bracha achrona that we paskin like, Right? We pasken yasvadaita is mali lugmav. We pasken that you need a revius to make a bracha achrona. Even though mali lugmav is miyasvadaita, you can't do it. So miyasvadaita anyway is the wrong shear, unless he meant svia. So that's another objection. So this is really the halacha. This relates to the taz that we talked about. Is it possible that on hot drinks you have a little bit longer amount of time to drink? Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Kuf Tzadi Aleph next time, which is very quick. We're not going to say much. And then after Zimun starts, we start getting to a lot of interesting things. So when is next Chabura? Thursday, I guess. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos and good Yantif.
Until you get to the base matters, could I ask a couple questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Number one, you were saying that depending on...